And you know, I think it's an interesting comparison, a major sporting event in a large arena, New York City. But here's a question. Who will be the winners and losers? And for that matter, who are the referees? Well, to talk deeper about this, I want to go now to radio host Alex Jones in Austin, Texas. Hey there, Alex. Let's kick off this discussion a little more broadly. Just want to get your take on the United Nations General Assembly meeting. This is the 66th year of this meeting. What do you see as the reason for all these annual meetings?
Well, at the end of World War II, the main driver was the robber baron banking families in the United States and England, and they got the vanquished European nations to sign on and Russia to sign on to a certain extent, the Soviet Union. And that's why always, since its founding, the power has resided, as you pointed out, with the Security Council, and the rest of it is mainly a debating society, and the West has used the UN as a place to basically get all the world leaders in one place so they can have the IMF and World Bank come in and attempt to buy them off or set them up use different sex operatives on them. But more and more, the UN has become a more than a debating club, and it's become a place where opinions not popular with the ruling elite get voiced by the majority of other nations who see Israel as an apartheid state, regardless of which side of that debate you're on. And so now more and more the UN is being shown to be ceremonial and to be basically nothing but a arena for these fake debates. So that's why the West, mainly the U.S. and Israel and England, are now moving to try to even reduce the power of the UN more, because more and more it's not going along with their different directives. So that's basically my view on the United Nations. It was set up to help establish a private corporate global government through the big banks that are going into the other nations and trying to take them over via subterfuge and economic hitman operations. So now they're just moving to a pure global government run by finance oligarchs that we see swallowing Europe. They don't really even need the UN anymore for that. They have economic warfare.
So you're saying, Alex, that this is nothing new, the corruption that we see, the fact that this is actually controlled by a very small group. You're saying this is nothing new, that it was actually set up that way, and that we're actually starting to see a little bit of change, some, as you call them, fake debates. I guess, though, what's your suggestion? How would you turn this around? I mean, would you dismantle and build a new United Nations? Would you maybe move it out of New York City, which has got to be, by the way, some of the most expensive real estate in the world? I mean, what's the answer here?
Well, I believe in what George Washington and Thomas Jefferson stood for, not being entangled with other countries, not being involved in other people's wars, but wanting to trade with people and be friends. And I'm all for, if nations want to contribute a small amount to a meeting place or several meeting places, and call it something like the Free Republics Council or Free Sovereign Nations Council, and then have true discussions where countries can't all together vote away the rights of other nations, as the UN has basically attempted to do through the Security Council dictatorship, but instead have non-binding resolutions and agreements, and then if separate nations want to form alliances or agreements that are more binding, they can do that. We do need a place to have the world talk, but it doesn't need to be paid for by the robber barons, David Rockefeller, the British royalty, and others, as a way to put a velvet glove on the iron fist of colonialism that didn't look too good after World War II. And so that's really what the UN is, and it's hopelessly corrupt. I want it to go away, and then nations can start basically talking to each other on a nation-to-nation basis. And when I say it's fake, there are real debates and real countries there that are fighting with each other and having discussions. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter, because the Security Council holds all the cards.
But Alex, I've got to say, I mean, lately, so often I have been hearing people, say, as you've said, you know, talk about these ideals, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, about the United States sort of existing much more independently. The fact is, times were a lot different back then. Things have changed. It's easy to say we don't like how far we've come and the direction in which we've come, but the fact is we have. So, I mean, how do you still, you know, argue that with the fact that this is a globalized world, and the countries do need to do more than just get together and talk?
Switzerland is the wealthiest country per capita in the world. Their currency is rising in value, not falling, and they're completely neutral. Neutral is the way to go.
But, Alex, their currency is rising. The currency in Switzerland is rising mostly because some of the wealthiest people in Europe and the United States are sending all their money there, and the value of it is rising too fast.
Let me ask you a question, though. I mean, look, I don't want to get into currency debates, but it's mainly rising because the dollar's dying. America is the bully engine, the power slave of mega offshore banks. That's on record, establishing a global corporate fascist government, and the UN is just one of their creations. And if it gets out of control, they'll just discredit it and shut it down. So what I'm saying is, globalism was set up to get everybody basically dependent on the banksters. And this is not countries working together. This is countries being basically enslaved and played off against each other. And America is not an empire. It is a republic. And so I would like to get back to our Bill of Rights and Constitution. And it is globalism and the New World Order that has taken us from the most loved creditor nation with the highest standard of living to being now in many of the statistics dead last of industrialized countries behind a bunch of third world nations. Empire has not been good for America. The U.S. taking the British Empire's baton hundreds of years ago, especially in the last 100, and becoming this empire has not been good, and I don't want to pay for it, and I don't want a dead million Iraqis on my hands and on my name, not in my name.
So these other countries that you say that have really been enslaved by the U.S., a lot of them are the same countries that are sending leaders to show up at this annual meeting of the Assembly. Why do you think it is that they're not speaking up and speaking out and demanding more power?
The U.S. has been enslaved. America has been hijacked. So I want to be clear. America is in the same boat. We're being bankrupted to pay for this. We're being used to fund this global corporate government. Many of these people from Asia and the Middle East and Latin America and Africa do speak out. We just don't see them on our news unless it's RT. I do see some of it there, and I commend you for that. Okay, but a lot of them are also in debt to the IMF and World Bank. Take Nigeria. I've seen numbers in closing where they get a loan for $1 billion in the 60s. They've paid over $53 billion on a $1 billion loan with loan sharking interest, and they still owe 30-something billion. They'll never pay it off. It's a fraud, and that money's not paid back to the American people. It's paid back to the private mega banks that are the parasites destroying the entire planet. It's free humanity against the banking oligarchy. It's us or them, and the UN is their bastard creation.
And Alex, I just want to talk about one other issue sort of loosely related to what we're talking about. And that is what's been unfolding in Haiti over the last couple weeks. Many Haitians calling for the drawdown of UN peacekeepers there. There have been protests, after that video surfaced of that 19-year-old Haitian man being brutally raped by four United Nations troops from Uruguay. I want to know what you make of this situation and how the UN can possibly get in and sort of remake its reputation after what's been happening.
Well, a fish rots from the head, and how many times have we heard about UN diplomats with drugs they're using in diplomatic pouches or having slaves or killing people and then getting away with it? I mean, the former UN head was Kurt Waldheim, who was an SS officer hunting people down and killing them in Serbia today, and all sorts of war crimes against American soldiers and Russian soldiers. And so, of course, the UN constantly recruits the type of soldiers that want to rape and kill, and every country they go to, NATO as well, there is the raping and killing, and even I've seen UN operations where they're roasting people over fires, where the UN pulls out and lets one group kill the other group. Of course, in Rwanda, that wasn't the UN standing down. The UN was involved in that. And so the UN was just in the Ivory Coast running a giant murder operation, calling it peacekeeping. The UN's up to its eyeballs in the NATO op, handing al-Qaeda a control of Libya and giving them one of these seats there. I mean, it is a criminal organization, rotten from the head to the tail. It needs to be abolished. And you know, the U.S. ambassador to the UN is right. I don't agree with their spin. But they're right. Have the resolution. Israel's got 400 to 800 nukes. They're not going anywhere. This is all just an escalation in the Middle East as a distraction from the economic implosion now being engineered over in the West.
All right, radio host Alex Jones, it's certainly going to be an interesting week, and we do appreciate you sharing your insight with us.
Thanks for having me.